Hello and welcome to Power Play. I'm Mercedes Stevenson. It's day two of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cross-Canada tour as he tries to connect with communities. And while there were long lines to talk to the Prime Minister, there were also more tough questions for him. We'll get the latest from the road. Also ahead on today's show, the Prime Minister is facing backlash over comments he made about the oil sands. Our MPs will be here to weigh in. And Finance Minister Bill Morneau hinting that Canadians can expect a prudent budget in 2017 after a multi-billion-dollar deficit last year. What does that mean? We'll have a senior bank economist on the show who met with the minister today. Plus, more twists and turns in the Trump story from south of the border. Russian intrigue abounds. We'll touch down in D.C. for the latest. But first, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is making five stops today on his cross-country tour as it rolls through southern Ontario. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing for the Prime Minister. He's faced some tough questions from Canadians who are struggling to make ends meet. One woman at a town hall in Peterborough broke down in tears while asking the Prime Minister her question about the high cost of hydro in this province.
My heat and hydro now cost me more than my mortgage. I now not only work 75 hours a week, I stay and work 15 hours a day, just so I don't lose my home. How do you justify to a mother of four children, three grandchildren, physical disabilities, and working up to 15 hours a day, how is it justified for you to ask me to pay a carbon tax when I only have $65 left of my paycheck every 2 weeks to feed my family?
We haven't brought in any carbon tax yet, ma'am. It doesn't start kicking in for another few years, okay? I understand your concerns. And what is so important is that in this time of transition, we do not penalize people who are already stretched to and in some cases beyond the breaking limit in terms of their finances. And that's why being smart about how we reallocate those funds is essential, and that's what we're leaving it in the hands of the provinces to do, and I'm trusting they will do that responsibly and not penalize you further and challenge you on that.
CTV's Omar Satrajina joins us now from Peterborough, Ontario. Omar, you've been traveling with the Prime Minister. What kinds of questions has he been facing at the town halls today, and what's the mood like?
Well, you know, the tone, the mood has been interesting to observe because when we got to the town hall in Peterborough today, there was a long lineup. People really were not able to get in. Some people who wanted to get in couldn't get in, and they really wanted to be there and have some face time with the Prime Minister. The reception overall, Mercedes, has been friendly. It's been respectful. It's been warm. But people have not been shying away from tough questions, everything from pipelines to the economy to the environment. So they have been asking challenging questions of the Prime Minister and haven't shied away from trying to get those answers with the government now just over a year in power.
Now, Omar, we just saw that clip of a woman who was quite emotional asking Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the carbon tax. You could see that she was visibly upset. One of the risks of doing this kind of a tour is not everyone might be happy to see you. How is the Prime Minister doing with handling some of those more challenging questions?
That certainly was a very emotional point of that town hall. And, you know, we were all watching this lady making a very emotional plea. This is Kathy Catula. She's 54 years old, lives in a town of about 5,000 people, not too far away from here in Peterborough. And she was basically saying, look, Prime Minister, I can't make ends meet. I'm spending a lot of money on my hydro bill, which, of course, is a provincial jurisdiction. But she said, look, on top of that, there is this carbon price that you're slapping on as well. I can barely make ends meet. I can barely live. Justin Trudeau said immediately afterwards, he said, you know, thank you for sharing your story and your concern. He maintained the fact that Canada has to, move off of fossil fuels and remove itself from its reliance on fossil fuels, and that carbon pricing was in fact important to do, but he also said it has to be done in a way that doesn't leave people vulnerable who don't have a lot of money to begin with. His strategy with these difficult questions has been to listen, to be engaged. He's certainly not somebody who's shying away from these tough questions, but he's also not very committal in answering these questions as well. He's admitting that there's a lot of work that needs to be done, that there needs to be more engagement done, but you know, on those hot button issues, issues, there aren't direct answers all the time. He just says that he appreciates having the chance to speak to Canadians. He says this is what this tour is about, but he doesn't always answer them very specifically.
Another hot-button issue on the tour has been raised by the media repeatedly, and of course, that is the question about his trip to the Aga Khan's private island, his secret vacation over Christmas, where he took a ride on the Aga Khan's private helicopter. Any new developments on that story today?
Well, certainly he faced a couple of questions about that in the news conference after the town hall. And I asked him how much he felt Canadians cared about this issue of him getting onto a private helicopter while he was vacationing in the Bahamas on the Aga Khan's private island. And his first response, he said that it was a private vacation and that he's obviously talking with the ethics commissioner, did not answer the question specifically. I asked again, I asked for a follow-up, and he said, you know, when he's been in the coffee shops and talking to Canadians and discussing various issues, they've been about middle-class issues. So he didn't really answer how he felt the story had resonated with Canadians directly, but said he was focused on those larger issues involving middle-class Canadians, Mercedes.
And Omar, just quickly, what's next on the tour for the Prime Minister?
Well, the goal with this tour is obviously to go across the country. This is the last leg of the Prime Minister's tour. This evening, there will be a town hall in London, Ontario. And then at the end of these 3 weeks, he will have crisscrossed the country, basically going from here in Ontario, and then also making stops in British Columbia, in the prairies, in Quebec, in Atlantic Canada as well. And there are also plans, I'm told, to get to the northern part of this country. So a lot of travel in the next few weeks ahead. And then, of course, we know that the House of Commons resumes at the end of the month.
CTV's Omar Satchadina, thanks so much for joining us, Omar.
You're welcome, Mercedes. Thanks.
Prime Minister is also finding himself the subject of a lot of backlash from Western Canada after telling the crowd today that the oil sands should be phased out.
You can't make a choice between what's good for the environment and what's good for the economy. We can't shut down the oil sands tomorrow. We need to phase them out. We need to manage the transition off of our dependence on fossil fuels. That is going to take time, and in the meantime, we have to manage that transition.
Here's how Alberta Premier Rachel Notley responded to those comments.
For many years to come, there's going to be a world market for non-renewable resources, and that the oil sands are positioned to contribute to that world market as one of the more progressive sources of energy as we reposition our province to be able to deliver that. And certainly that's what we're working on. We know that that contributes to jobs and prosperity here in Canada, even as all of us are committed to the idea of diversifying our economy. But, you know, the federal government just approved a pipeline to Tidewater. So I don't think that would have happened if they were actually planning on, believe that, that there was, that any phase out was imminent.
There is a Montreal.
In Toronto, we have our MP, Marco Mendicino for the Liberal Party, to talk about this. Joining us as well from Montreal, we have Alexandra Boulouris, the NDP's ethics critic. We're just waiting on Garnet Genuis, who is the Conservative MP, to join us. But let's start with this story that sort of bubbled up late in the afternoon after the Prime Minister said that about the oil sands. Marco, this is getting a lot of anger in Alberta. It's saying they thought that the Prime Minister was supportive of the oil sands. He's just approved two pipelines. And suddenly here he is saying that basically his long-term goal is to shut them down. Is that what he meant?
Well, I think what he has consistently said about this particular issue is that we need to get our natural resources to tide in a safe and sustainable way. And one of the things that distinguishes our government from the last administration is our capacity and our dedication towards reconciling the environment with the economy. And so most Canadians understand this. We've also seen a number of pipelines which have been approved, as the Premier just pointed out. So I think this is consistent with the mandate that we've been given, and we will continue to deliver on it.
What do you think, Alexandra? Is this a signal of what the Prime Minister really thinks? Because a lot of Albertans are concerned that he's saying one thing and doing another.
It's just another example of how Justin Trudeau can flip-flop on issues. You know, if he has different crowds, he will probably say different things. We saw that in the past, you know, saying I will have the goals of the Paris Convention, and after that saying, but I'm sticking with the plan of the Harper government. You know, you cannot do both, and it's the problem with the energy policy of this Liberal government.
Let's take a look at a tweet from one prominent conservative. Jason Kenney put this out saying, if we end dependence on fossil fuels, how will